Grace and peace be to you from God our Father and our Lord and Savior Jesus Christ. Amen. Dear friends in Christ, what a thrill to be here with you. Admittedly, a bit of a nervous thrill, but a thrill nonetheless. As I thought about what message I would share with you from God's Word, it really just jumped out there at me as I looked at our gospel lesson. Jesus says, love your enemies. What on earth do you suppose he means by that? The biblical language folks, the guys that study Greek, tell us that since the verbs are all the present imperatives denoting continuous action, Jesus is actually saying here, keep on loving. Keep on doing good to and blessing and praying for those who abuse you. Now that's radical. Such a strange teaching like that may tempt us to be like that teacher of the law whom you recall wanted to justify himself when told to love his neighbor. And so we may respond in a similar way by asking, and who are my enemies? Thinking perhaps that if we're lucky, we might find some sort of loophole in this command from our Savior. In fact, here's a possible loophole we might be able to crawl through. Most people equate an enemy with one who attacks or tries to harm you physically. That definition of enemy would include thugs, terrorists, murderers, and so forth. And since most of us here today have probably had little or even no contact with an enemy such as that, we can bypass this teaching altogether, right? We don't even have to bother with it. We can move on to other things, more sophisticated things, perhaps. Ah, but not so quick. Actually, if the truth be known, more than likely the enemy that most of us encounter are those people whom we are closest to. Or at least I should say, those whom we claim to be closest to. More often than not, the real struggle that we have with the quote enemy happens right there in the family room, if you will, between husband and wife, parent and child, brother and sister. Furthermore, that struggle is also felt among us who make up the body of Christ. Sadly, it's also common for fellow believers to perceive one another as the, quote, enemy. Yes, amazingly, some of the most bitter arguments, some of the most hurtful actions, some of the most heated rivalries are those that exist right within the home and the church. When our Lord says, love your enemies, the fact of the matter is, we don't have to go very far to find that enemy, do we? So how are we, who claim to be disciples of the Lord Jesus Christ, how are we set apart? How are we uniquely different from any other home or organization that exists out there? The difference, of course, is that we are a people of love, but not just any love. We're not free to define that precious gift from God in any way we like. No, the love that sets us apart as sons and daughters of the Most High God is a biblical, Christ-centered love. It's that agape love that our junior high Sunday school teacher was always so thrilled to tell us about. You remember that? How he was always so thrilled to tell us that this agape love is different from the other kinds of love, the philos love, the eros love. It's a special, unique kind of love, the kind of love that best defines our God. In his first epistle, St. John describes that agape love when he writes, "This is how we know what love is. Jesus Christ laid down his life for us." Dear friends, as we look to Christ and to his work, specifically his work of salvation, the Holy Spirit enables us to see what true love looks like. And what we see, first and foremost, is a love that gives. One that gives its very best, even to the most undeserving. You know, as a pastor, you run into a lot of undeserving people. People like the young couple living together without the benefit of marriage, and now all of a sudden want to have an elaborate church wedding. People like the belligerent man who rides your case every voters meeting, or the bitter woman whose malicious gossip undermines the ministry you've worked so hard to accomplish and establish. There's even people like the neighboring pastor who's constantly looking over your shoulder and second-guessing your pastoral practice without fully understanding the uniqueness of the situation you're involved with. Dealing with such unworthy types can be annoying and exhausting, to say the least. But you know, dealing with such unworthy types can also be humbling in a way. In the book of Romans, the Apostle Paul reminds us that humility really isn't such a bad thing. When he says to us, "Do not think of yourself more highly than you ought, but rather think of yourselves with sober judgment." You know, my friends, personally, I have found that God's love for me in Christ is so utterly sufficient, so incredibly thorough, so wonderfully complete in covering the multitude of sins that I have committed and will commit, that I can easily forget how far my Savior has brought me. The fact is, when his amazing grace is applied to an imperfect wretch like me, that grace can easily become adulterated. Adulterated to the point where I catch myself claiming his love as my own while refusing to extend it to others. When that happens, it's necessary, in the words of Paul, to sober up. That is, to put it all in perspective by reminding that the very thoughts, the very faults I find in others are more often than not the same ones which God also finds in me. And yet, amazingly, in his love, he has forgiven. And you know something, when God reminds me of that, as he so frequently has to do, instead of being vindictive and judgmental toward others, I can begin to show the very attitude that others, and especially God, has shown toward me. The attitude of empathy and concern and compassion. When Jesus tells us to love our enemies, he really is challenging us to look at people in a different way, in the way that he sees them, in the way in which he sees us. That's the kind of divine eyesight we received at our baptism, when the Holy Spirit made us anew. That's the kind of vision that is now being perfected in us as we continue to grow and mature in the faith. For not only do we see the quote enemy out there, which is easy to see, but even more so, thanks to Jesus, we also see now the love of God, a love that is more powerful than the enemy. Amen. And now may the peace of God, which surpasses all human understanding, guard our hearts and our minds in Christ Jesus our Lord. Amen.